The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
Back to work Monday, everyone. Good morning. It is 5 a.m., 710 KNUS, the voice of the people. And it looks like a pretty good-looking day. 60 will be the high today. Tomorrow, I take that back. That is a Sunday cast that says 60. 64 today, 70 on Tuesday, 73 on Wednesday. There, we got it right. Missed by one day.
64 is okay.
The count continues. Yes. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning to you. States throughout the country, including Colorado, are reimposing restrictions as coronavirus cases reach 11 million nationally. In Colorado, more than 160,000 people have now been infected, with a little more than 1,400 hospital beds in current use. As of this weekend, the three-day positivity rate is over 13% in Colorado. The state's goal is to remain under 5%. As schools throughout the Front Range have increased online learning, Westminster Public Schools have reversed their decision and now will continue remote learning at least through the winter break. Meanwhile, a new survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association indicates nearly 80% of restaurant owners say they would consider shutting down permanently if they're forced to completely close again. Most counties in the metro area are currently limiting restaurants to 25% normal occupancy. And on the coronavirus front, the CU Arizona State football game has been canceled due to the number of ASU players with the virus. They don't have enough healthy players to play the game. This news is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, told the Fox News program Sunday Morning Futures, "We have proof there are enough illegal votes for Joe Biden to overturn the election, but he said they can't yet disclose them." Meanwhile, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will speak today about the nation's economic recovery and long-term economic plans. Police in Washington, D.C. made 21 arrests over the weekend as counter-protesters clashed with participants in the Million MAGA March. SpaceX has launched a full commercially financed crew to the International Space Station. They'll arrive there tonight. After burning for nearly a month, the Cal Wood Fire northwest of Boulder is now 100% contained. And in sports, the Dustin Johnson wins the Masters tournament in Augusta. He shot a 4-under 68 to finish 20-under, a record for the event. And the Denver Broncos lose to the Las Vegas Raiders 37-12. European stocks followed Asian markets higher today, lifted against a background of stronger-than-expected Chinese factory data, the signing of a new Asia-Pacific trade deal, and vaccine hopes. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 0.8%. Dow futures are up just a shade under 1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.6% in advance of this morning's open. And Pete, that's real news.
Back to work Monday, everyone. 303-696-1971. What proof do we have? I wrote numbers of questions down to myself. Is this election over? Did Biden win? What evidence do we have to suggest, other than people saying we have evidence, as Rudolph Giuliani did? I had an opportunity to read the Sidney Powell piece, And Sidney Powell on Fox drops the bomb. I've got lots of ways to prove massive election fraud. I've listened to a little bit of talk radio this weekend, and it just doesn't seem to me that somebody can walk in and, as you mentioned, Rudolph Giuliani said, we got it.
Yeah, but we can't disclose it.
But we can't show it to you.
Right.
And now it's been, this is November the 16th, 303-696-1971. I mean, it can go on. We've talked about Bush and Gore being 37 days and the media calling Al Gore, President-elect Al Gore, but we know the outcome. So, again, I want to know, and I suspect many people are out there. There's a lot of anger. I watched some of the video over what happened over the weekend and the Trump supporters and what happened to them at night when the Black Lives Matter Antifa creeps came out and attacked really normal people that were just there worried about the outcome of the election and, you know, stop the steal, all the kinds of things were being said. But to watch those people be attacked by the same people who have said to Joe Biden, you owe us because
yes.
we helped you get in.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe mealy mouths about getting along now and healing, and which is ridiculous because these are wounds they caused that we're now going to heal. You know, I'm just not sure. So jump into this. Help us. 303-696-1971.
I'm seeing on that on that note, I don't see evidence. I see claims of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am seeing creep in as I'm listening to Republican officials and supporters talking is, yeah, it doesn't look good, but
yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of yeah buts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, here is the silver lining kind of thing. Well,
maybe they have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, has to be the position they take. Do you, here's the serious question of all of this. Do you believe this election was stolen? That many of the signs that were in D.C. over the weekend, stop the steal. I've seen stop the steal signs. Do you personally believe that this election was stolen? Donald Trump said it apparently maybe Saturday or Sunday, or maybe perhaps both days, that he won. But it was stolen. Fine. And I think that the president had a great chance. 71 million and change people voted for him. This is no overwhelming rejection of Donald Trump, which, you know, the media and the Democrats and others play it. Maybe that's why the Black Lives Matter Antifa creeps have to come out and beat people up. I'm I'm stuck at that. I thought everybody's supposed to get along now. And here they came. They creeped up on these people at night. I watched it, and they beat people. I mean, came up and beat kids, beat elderly women, stabbed a guy in the back. I mean, these are the people that by no means are they done. They've only, you know, as you feed the monster grows. And so the city of Denver fed the monster. Paul Pazin's Denver police fed the monster. The manager of safety, they fed the monster. The mayor fed the monster. City council fed the monster. Channel 9 fed the monster. Now the monster will grow. But I am worried. And is this election over? And what evidence? I read and watched Sidney Powell's video. And Sidney Powell, who's been on the radio show, said, I've got lots of ways to prove massive election fraud. The attorney that's helping Donald Trump challenge the results of 2020 is Sidney Powell. And I watched her, and she's purposeful, and I don't see any evidence. What I see are people saying things. The Dominion voting machines and the software switched votes. Okay, if that's true, you show me where the votes were shifted. And she said, I'll read this to you. It's absolutely brazen how people bought the system and why they bought the system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation, at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who brought the software. And we've even got some evidence of kickbacks. Fine. Then it has to be seen.
Yeah.
And Georgia has until midnight Wednesday night to complete that count. Okay, we are underway. This is, I believe, Olivia. Olivia, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get off your speakerphone, please.
I wasn't on my speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, and I know you were, but it's okay.
I was in an echoey stairwell. Okay. Maybe. All right. Something to do
okay.
with it.
All right.
Anyway, of course the election was stolen, Peter. I mean, you've been talking about uniparty stuff that I have unilaterally considered tinfoil for years, some of which seems not to have been after all. But now you're raising doubts about whether the election was stolen?
No, I'm asking you, and I don't care whether you believe me on the uniparty or not. I think the evidence is overwhelming. It is real. It exists.
It does seem to be now.
Okay, well, thank you.
Considering what George W. Bush has done, you know.
Well, it isn't just George Bush. It's local here in Colorado. The Colorado Republican Party is the uniparty with the Democrats.
I have to agree, yes. I've been a part of Colorado caucusing. And
I mean, look at Ken Buck when Ken Buck was on with Stefan the night. Listen to the speech that Cory Gardner gave in goodbye. Look at the people that they have run, from Walker Stapleton to Bob Beaupre. Look at the people this party has run. Look at the people they've run against. And I don't want to go over this again. It's a broken record. Now, is this election over? This is the question.
Whether or not it's over, and I think that a lot of people seem willing to submit to the gaslighting. It was stolen, and we're not going to forget that.
But please do me a favor. Show me where it was stolen. I mean, I have my own theories. I want yours.
Gigantic turnouts, specifically in the blue sanctums of swing states that cream anything in Oakland, for example.
Yeah, but those are ideas. Those are philosophical statements. I mean,
they're actuarial statements.
No,
Peter,
they're not.
And there is footage that everybody is trying to suppress. If that's not a gigantic clue, I can't imagine what is.
Look, if 71 million people came and voted for Donald Trump, is it conceivable that 73 million came out and voted for Joe Biden?
It's not conceivable that they did it in the dead of night after Election Day, like all of them.
Now listen, once again, I've been doing nothing but this every day. I can't find anything other than people making statements like the statements you just made.
People making eyewitness statements a whole lot of the time. Eyewitness footage a lot of the time.
Once again, you have to be able to take these into court and show over. If these are true, go into court. We've talked about it. Go into court.
Isn't it going into court right now? I think the actuarial analysis may be more persuasive than any of this nonsense. But I also believe that given the New York Times, their statement of Election Day, the article they linked to at the time.
They've
done a long talk with organized it, at least in Detroit
Truly,
and Philadelphia.
Have you seen anybody convicted of rigging? Have you seen, other than people saying, and it's fine, and like I said, this can drag out till the end of time, but are we, who's zooming who?
That's as far as I've got. I'm just got an inside view. I assume that other people can do better, and they are. Let me
give you an example. Here's an email. Yes, Peter, the election was stolen. It was stolen by the Democratic congressional hoax on Russia. It was stolen by the corrupt media. See, and those are things that I can agree with philosophically, but they're not in a courtroom. And it was stolen by the disruptive media. It was this. It was that.
No. There are fake votes. This can be proven. It is being proven.
But you have to have enough fake votes to cover the distance between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. In other words, I'm sure there's more than 10 or 15 or 20,000 votes in this country that are rigged votes, people voting for other people or people voting under the other people's names. I'm sure because that happens.
6,000 per machine with the Dominion software.
Yeah, but it happens in that's the charge that Sidney Powell makes. Sidney Powell says the machines flipped them. I want to see evidence of that. I mean, Sidney Powell's wonderful. But
what do you expect in the way of evidence?
You have to be able to prove that. You can't just say it.
Okay, there are lawsuits going on right now. It will happen.
The lawsuits.
I don't know why you're so I don't know. So stonewalling on this point.
I'm so not like everybody else on the radio station is what you're saying, and that's fine. But I'm from Missouri, and you got to show me, and I need to see evidence of what's taking place. Look.
It'll happen, Peter. It'll happen.
You know, and that Cory Gardner ad's going to come, too. It's going to show me what a bad guy Cory made John Hickenlooper. Look, we've been going on now for a couple of weeks. I know that people want this to be true. I would love to see, Peter, get out. Okay.
I mean, seriously.
Okay. Remember to call me, okay?
I shall.
All right. 303-696-1971. Does anybody else share my frustration? This is ongoing now on this radio station and other radio stations. Oh, he really hasn't lost. The guy never had a chance in the fight, and he put up a hell of a fight, and he got 71 million and change votes. He did fight. Every single aspect of society turned on him. Every one of those get out and vote ads we saw in NFL games or on everyday spot breaks on news channels were aimed at Donald Trump. That was all aimed at Donald Trump. The Republican Party turned on Donald Trump. The media turned on Donald Trump. Pro sports turned on Donald Trump. Academia turned on Donald Trump. The multinationals turned on Donald Trump. The banks turned on Donald Trump. Entertainment industry turned on Donald Trump. The music business, Hollywood, get on a list of things. They all turned on Donald Trump, and he still got 71.5 million votes. Now, has he won this election? Hmm. What do you think?
Well, I'm not frustrated, but I am waiting to see the evidence and to see the proof.
Yeah.
And really, that's where we are. Regardless of what your emotions are telling you, regardless of what the allegations are telling you, we are at the place now where there needs to be proof.
There has to be.
There has to be. And there's some saying, well, it's coming. It's coming.
And so, you know, that Hickenlooper ad's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know that that ad about Hickenlooper? You know that, Peter, you watch. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm frustrated is that the continuation of all of this. Look, bring it or take it home.
Mm-hmm.
Show it. We go to Jack. Jack, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, let me address your question about evidence. Okay. Sworn affidavits in the courtroom are evidence. They will be marked exhibits. There will be hundreds of them. There will be people testifying to the fact that they weren't allowed to observe the vote counting. That creates the proof of the,
no,
of the
Jackie,
violation of the
with,
Equal Protection Clause.
Jackie, with
That's
respect.
That's what they've got.
No, Jackie, with respect, there were people in those rooms. Look, do you really think that here we are, how many days now has it been since the election? How many?
Well, I'm not even going to call it an election. I'm going to call it a scam.
Call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it a circus if you want to. But do you think that you can show, and because this is what's maddening to me, because I listen to this stuff, and I watch it on TV, and I watch it on Fox, and I read it on the Internet.
Yes.
What one single piece of evidence, other than your hypothetical, they're going to do this and going to do that, because the Georgia count has to end by midnight Wednesday night. Now, what are you going to—I mean, I want Donald Trump to be president. I'm sick and tired of what I'm watching right now. What evidence do you have that's going to say, okay, here's the proof?
I just said it. The sworn affidavits of the people that were denied the access to count the votes.
And that one, that
that's
person—
That's a violation. That's a constitutional violation
and that
right
person,
there.
And that person's name is? Talk radio.
There are many of them. There's not just one. It's overwhelming. That's the evidence. Those will be marked exhibits in front of the court.
You know, I think
it's exhibits 1 through probably 500.
I think there's a lot of wishful thinking taking place, Jack.
Well, I don't know, Pete. I understand the rules of evidence. I've been in federal court. I've spent quite a bit of time involved in this sort of stuff. And everybody's saying there's no evidence. There's no evidence.
Do you think
there'll be a boatload of evidence?
Okay. When Giuliani said today, "We have it, but I can't show it to you," what does that do to you?
He's not going to put names out of people that wrote sworn affidavits, but sworn affidavits will be marked exhibits evidence. There'll be at least 500 of them with respect to denying their right to observe the vote count. And those votes were observed. They were denied the right to observe them.
Jackie, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Well,
water.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
It didn't happen. So what I'm asking
people weren't denied the ability to
I don't know that they were. We're not certainly accusations.
Okay, the court will decide that.
There you go.
The court will decide.
So in the
that.
Meantime, you neither one of us, but the people that are so in the affirm that it's happened are maddening because they're assuming that this indeed has happened. I'm saying I don't know, but are people being played out? I don't know.
I think give it a little time. Let's see what kind. Let's see what they give to the court.
Let's see.
And we haven't seen that yet. Okay, so it's premature.
If you had it, you'd show it.
My call is responding to there is no evidence. Of course. Okay.
Of course, there's that.
There is no evidence. All right.
No, I'm not saying that.
You're not privy.
I'm not a Democrat.
Evidence.
You show me. Give me the evidence. Other than you say what's going to happen.
What evidence did the Democrats have for 3 years of Mueller?
Quit it.
Zero.
Quit it.
There was zero.
Quit it. Now you're just flipping it back the other way. They had no evidence either.
Well, I mean, but
Jackie, hold it, man. You're a smart guy. They have no evidence. You have no evidence. But you're going to say they had no evidence, so I have no evidence, so it washes out. No, it doesn't. You got to bring something into the court or the radio station or, over the moon and say, here is concrete evidence. And right now, there's a lot of hot air.
The court has to receive sworn affidavits.
That's right.
Those are evidence
in
front of the court.
And so there's no evidence
until.
The judge
will look at them.
Right now there isn't any.
Yeah, but we're not. That'll be next week's conversation.
I know it will. Sure. You call me.
All right.
Anybody else? Next. Lauren, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, I've been up trucking all night and listening to radio, and my understanding is most of these lawsuits in these states have all been thrown out.
Yes, they have.
So,
the Pennsylvania cases have been thrown out. The one that Donald Trump won in Pennsylvania was to stop counting the votes.
Yeah. I'll tell you my opinion from traveling around the country. I really am astounded that he didn't win overwhelmingly, but I also had the feeling when they were doing the early voting, like you said, that they were bringing out a lot of people against him, and you named everything that was up against him, and if they did rig it, they did it well enough that we're not going to be able to prove it anyway, and I'm at a point now where I support the president, but they need to give this up because he's causing as much problem and as much violence as it is.
The real theft came from the deep state, from the swamp, from pro sports. We've been over it so many times. Hollywood, academia. That's who stole this. And the guy put up a hell of a fight, and he did incredibly well. And Trumpism the only person in all of Colorado, Lauren Boebert, goes to the rally this weekend in Washington, D.C., the rest of the punk asses didn't show up, and she went. Now, that's a tough kid, and she's going to be the face of the Colorado Republican Party, but they will drive her down next, too. But she showed. Nobody else was there. None of the elected Republican officials were there. None of the ousted Republican officials were there. Lauren Boebert went to the rally. Having said that, and she defended Trump, and she won. Now, it's bittersweet. Trumpism, will it continue? Not with the Republican Party in Colorado, it won't. Will Trumpism continue? I don't know if it will in this country.
I don't know without him leading it.
That's right.
I called last week and brought this up. I think that if we do win the Senate back, I think you're going to see McConnell and Graham go back into their swamp.
Well, let's see. Right now, it's in Georgia. Right now. And you know what? When this creep Cory Gardner gets his wings clipped, they would have needed this guy, and he could have beaten Hickenlooper. And now if Georgia flips like people think it might, Cory Gardner, he's going to go support John. So I'm done with these people. I'm done with this kind of theories. And the point is, we got to figure out what we're going to do next.
That's going to be up to those of us to get out here and talk about it. But the thing is that this was set up by the Democrats humiliate all the Trump people. We need to not let it do that.
But not really. It's not the Democrats. It's as much the Republican Party deep state swamp creatures as it is the Democrats. The hatred for Donald Trump was so overwhelming.
What do you think? Let me ask your opinion of something, Peter. What do you think it is? Because I remember when Donald Trump got in office and McConnell was complaining about how hard he was working him, and Lindsey Graham hated his guts, Ted Cruz hated his guts, Marco Rubio hated his guts, and now all these guys really
like him.
Did he actually did something good, or did he get evidence on him, or what happened? I mean, that's just kind of odd how they all came along.
They all decided what side of the bread the butter was on, and then they stuck their finger up, licked their finger, and saw the wind blowing the other way. I have no faith in these people. Why should you?
I don't either. I don't either.
We're rolling.
Thanks,
all right, 303-696-1971. Seasons are changing and the furnace safety check. The mighty deal for you, Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They've been actually came to my house twice and make sure everything's working safe for people I love and dealing with costly repairs that could have been prevented. Now, this week looks good. We're in the 70s, couple days, late 50s. And on Saturday, maybe got some snow, so your furnace is still going on off at night. Take this, and it's great. Here's the $69 furnace safety check. They'll take care of all your plumbing heating repairs, but for $69. So you call Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Call Kevin up, 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950. Schedule online, mightyph.com. They do drain cleaning, a $69 drain clean as well. But take the furnace check, maybe the other one as well. But please do this. It's going to get cold, and you're going to get stuck. 720-340-1950. Make the call today.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Monday morning, everyone, the 16th morning of November. 710 KNUS. We have a line open. 64 will be the high. The election. Did Joe Biden win? What evidence do we have that this is rigged other than talk radio, internet, hot air? Other than things saying, well, it's coming. Or that these people who sworn out affidavits who later find out that the affidavits have to be retracted. Or people that have to recant because they said something and then they got into the media spotlight. I don't want Donald Trump to be beat. But this ongoing game now that's being played, I don't have any answers. Colleen, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
You know, Peter, Giuliani says a lot of stuff, and you have to take what he says with a grain of salt, although all the Ukrainian stuff about Hunter is proving to be true.
But that doesn't – hang, stop again. I agree with you about Hunter Biden, but it doesn't change this.
No, but the name Sidney Powell. This is
Love
Flynn's
Sidney
attorney.
Powell.
She got the prosecutor to walk away. This woman said she's releasing the Kraken. She has got stuff. And when she was on, I watched her on Marie Bartiromo yesterday. When Maria said to her, do you have the software? She
I watched it, and I got it in front of me, printed in front of me.
And did you see her face? She's got it. She's got whistleblowers from
what you're
Dominion.
Here's what you're doing. I love you. You're right. But it's at this point, it's more of the same.
But here's the question I have.
Right.
If Sidney has all of this evidence, where does she go? I don't think filing lawsuits. And where is Barr and Durham? What the hell? These people are not going to have jobs in a month.
What you're doing is they just won't, or he just won't, or no one wants to. And if you
why?
Have ma'am, that's part of why I'm thinking it's hot air. You can't do this. You know, I've been through, and I was talking to Billy about it, some really interesting moments in talk radio. The one I took the greatest amount of heat for is about George Bush and Cheney and what they did in Iraq. And now everybody says, you know, Peter, you were right. Also, I'll give you another one. Barack Obama's life story is not a true story. I took more heat for, you know what, Peter, you're right. Watching these things happen, and it isn't like you go and jump in the middle of this and do it just for fun, or, you know what, Cory Gardner's going to win, or Donald Trump's going to win a landslide, or Colorado's going for Donald Trump. No, it's not going to happen. Well, and I said it on the show, and I was the worst human being on earth. But the truth is, that's what happened.
But Sidney Powell, this woman is a pit bull. She is a pit bull, and there are lawyers that are coming from
Here we go.
All over the country, free of charge.
I know, but We got to see the results. In other words, if they have it, I'm not talking
you
about.
You think she was going to come out yesterday?
I don't know.
We have a whistleblower from Dominion.
Powell said the CIA knew about the problems with the voting machines. So she called for the firing of the CIA director. Did you see that?
Yes.
Do you really think that the CIA, I mean, I have no faith and trust in the CIA. She said she's talking about Mr. Biden's presidential transition team. Now, I'm going to read this to you. She said that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. He, Joe, was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profits by people who are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. Powell goes on to say the CIA knew about the problem with the voting machines and immediately called for the firing of the CIA director. It's insidious. It's a corrupt system. I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats.
Yeah.
But which Democrat?
And not to mention the financial kickback to all the families that bought that software.
But what you just said, then they are saying the CIA, she said, is beyond my comprehension. Nobody understands the CIA, and nobody should, because it's a corrupt organization. But she said nobody in our government has paid any attention, which makes me wonder if the CIA had used it for its own benefit in different places.
Yeah.
Those are great statements.
Yeah.
You got to show me. Come on. I mean, she said there were complaints brought by Democrats whose names, they're not there.
Can you come right out? I mean, maybe what do we have to lose by just whipping
nothing.
Names off at this point?
Nothing.
What do we have to lose?
All I'm looking for is the honesty of what we're watching happen. I love this business that I'm in. I can't tell you what passion I have for this business. But I've lost a lot of respect for this business lately.
Yeah.
And I started losing respect for it back when Bush and Cheney did what they did in Iraq. And I lost more for it when no one would stand up to Barack Obama's life story.
Oh, and another one that's now out.
precisely. But I go on and on and on and on. And I said to a dear friend on Friday night, I said, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we've had this moment here where I know this is going to be a sting, but there is no historical Moses. Moses did not exist. He's a mythical person. He's put together to do whatever. But there's no real person as Moses. There's no historical evidence of Moses. Moses never existed. But everybody believes there was a Moses. Everybody's angry. They're calling the radio station. They're mad at people. They're calling the bosses. Why? Show me, other than some guy wrote some book, this is hung on nothing, there was no Moses. Moses was not a real man. It's the truth. Now, that may hurt. It may sting. It may screw around with what you believe. But guess what? There was no Moses. Now, I got the same thing going on. It's like weapons of mass destruction. It's like all these other comments. It's maddening.
Well, I think, especially with what the time frame we're looking at right now for them to, you know, certify and everything, we really have nothing to lose if you've got evidence.
I agree. Totally agree.
And I think Trump's biggest downfall of his whole thing is that he didn't go in there with a friggin' bulldozer and wipe out the FBI, CIA. Allowed these people to remain there?
And answer me this question. How come Sydney isn't in court right now?
We don't know that, and I don't know where she starts. That didn't get resolved. No one asked that yesterday. Where does this start? We don't even know. I'm sure she is.
Ma'am, I love this woman, but why isn't somebody... putting her in a courtroom in front of a federal judge in the state of Georgia, wherever she says this took place.
You can't tell me Joe DeGeneva and all Tonsing and all those other huge lawyers aren't next to her.
They have to come through.
I know.
They have to do it in a set amount of time. You can't stretch this out.
And we have nothing to lose right now, so let her rip.
But, all right. Thank you. 303-696-1971. I watched Sidney Powell. I read Sidney Powell. She's claiming now the immediate firing of the CIA director because of this machine, because of the software. And the CIA, you see, you got to do better than that. There's weapons of mass destruction there, Peter. No, there wasn't. Yeah, there were. They moved them to Syria. Well, since there's been this huge civil war in Syria and everybody got torn apart, those weapons were never used in Syria because they never existed. Dick Cheney lied to you. George Bush lied to you. Colin Powell, sad. Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Condoleezza Rice, they lied to you. Kids got killed. Countries were destroyed. You got to believe it because it's true. Barack Obama's life story is a con. It's a jitterbug. It's a grift. It's the truth. Patsy Ramsey killed that little girl. I don't know what else to tell you. Let's just take a break.
Life at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It'll be 64 for a high today and 70 tomorrow and 73 windy on Wednesday. It's a Monday, the 16th of November. Lines are full, 2020. Dr. Tenover's on the show and David Harsanyi's on the show this morning. And the cord-cutting experts at Free TV. I watched the Bronco game, my grandson, yesterday. That was brutal. And there's so many good things right now on television. And one of the things that I think is at this point now impossible is to really watch a decent news show. I think those are all gone. I think the entire shebang right now is pretty much fake news. So I've kind of stayed away from it and find myself doing what many of other people have done, but get away from it. But you can do so much with television if you do the free TV. Cord cutting, getting rid of cable. All the college games, NFL games, it's all there under free TV. You get all the networks if you want them. You get Fox. You get everybody. But right now, going into holiday season, there's so many, just great movies. And I dropped into HBO and found things that I hadn't seen for such a long time. They have an ability to go back in time and see things again. Cut the cord from cable. What a wonderful family gift to give to you and the family. Free TV. I'm saving $160 a month, but beyond that, it's like what you get to see. Learn more, the cord-cutting experts at Free TV, FREETV.com. FREETV.com. That's the web. Or just call them this morning, 303-794-8600. Doesn't take much to get it going. They'll get you out of Comcast. You just have to turn your equipment in. They offer consultations, one of their experts. They really, the number 303-794-8600. The great family gift you give this year is free TV. We go to Gary on 2. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I agree with you 100% about, you know, show me the evidence. And one thing that convinced me that it's questionable whether there's anything, there is, I don't know if you read about the large law firms that initially filed these lawsuits, like Elmer and Perkins.
They pulled away.
They pulled away, like several of them. And the only lawyers that are left are the lady you mentioned, which mm-hmm. I saw the interview with Maria Bartiromo.
Right.
She avoided most of the key questions, and Rudy Giuliani. And the unique thing about them is I'm a firm believer, like you are, about follow the money. These are sole proprietorships, and they're going to, you know, their objective is to increase their revenue. So they're just going to soak Trump for as much money as they can and drag this out for as long as they can to increase their bottom line, the fact that there's nothing there.
This is a terrible morning for me. I find agreement from Gary. This is it.
Yeah, well, I do agree with you sometimes, Peter. And but on this one, I agree with you 100%. There's nothing there.
I spend my afternoons and evenings, and there's all these instances where these affidavits have been filed, and then they're immediately pulled back once they get tested in a state or a federal court. And, I mean, that's just the truth. There have been all these misleading, and I agree with you, these law firms are making bank. I don't know why. I like Sidney Powell, but I want to see it. And Giuliani this morning says, I got it, but I can't show it to you. The entire country is hanging on a hinge right now. People are attacking each other in the streets. People are crazy on talk radio and on cable TV. If you got it, show it, Rudolph, and then we can all settle back in.
Yeah, and the interview with Maria Bartiromo and that lady, all she really clearly indicated was she had like 200 affidavits, yep, which are testimonies from people. And then when Maria asked her about the software and what, mm-hmm, were the actual weaknesses, she avoided that.
She couldn't answer.
Like, well, I wouldn't announce that to you. Well, of course you wouldn't, because she can continue billing the Trump administration, and you know Trump has deep pockets. Yeah. They're going for the gold until he's out of there.
All right. Horrible morning for me. Me and Gary get along. All right. Thank you, man. Everybody in the phones, hang on. I don't know why. I saw the Sidney Powell. I watched it. I read it. And it's a lot of claims. Giuliani this morning with more claims. There is such a thing called fake news, everybody. I don't know how it works, except I know it when I see it. Stay.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.